Has a first impression ever defined someone for you? First impressions are important, they say, because it may shape how you view that person in the future. This is the first time you saw me preaching, and you saw me, and I was unshowered and showed up looking very unprofessional and unprepared. How would you judge me? You would probably judge me harshly. You say, oh, he's not prepared. He's not taking this seriously. That first impression would have a negative connotation to it, and it would remain with me for every time you saw me preach. Maybe I didn't do anything wrong and preached fine. Maybe it's just my foibles that got in the way. Maybe you just didn't like what I said, didn't like how I said it. Maybe it was that pesky Midwestern accent of mine. Too much to overcome. Say you had a bad impression of someone and you confronted that person about it. How would that conversation go? They might respond with something like, don't judge me. No one in particular likes being told that they're wrong or bad, especially if it's true. They're quick to remind you, you don't know them, and you don't know what they're going through. They're insulted to be condemned in such a way. Are you quick to judge people? Does anyone enjoy being judged on appearances alone? Just who should judge us, and what should their judgment be? What is our just judgment? In our sermon text today, we have the Apostle Paul telling us how we are to think about certain things, and talks about certain judgments. We read from 1 Corinthians 4, the first four verses. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ, and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. For I know nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. But he who judges me is the Lord. Here in our text, Paul shows the Corinthians and shows us as well how we should look at preachers. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. When it comes to opinions about pastors, we need to avoid extremes. Pastors are no more than servants of Christ. They are not to be overvalued. No one should be of Paul or of your certain favorite pastor, because they themselves are just mere representatives of Jesus. At the same time, they are not to be undervalued either. Don't judge them as just stewards or caretakers of ordinary things, but rather stewards of the mysteries of God. What are these mysteries of God? They are the things that we have been talking about this Advent season. God come in human form, true God coming as a baby boy to pay the ultimate price for our sins. That is a great mystery. The only way we are to judge ministers, or anyone else for that matter, is in the light of Scripture. Sometimes the Bible tells us we have to judge people. When it comes to church discipline, we're required to judge people by Scripture. If they are at fault, we are to tell them their sin. If they don't believe you, bring someone else. If they still don't believe you, tell it to the church. This is what the Bible tells us to do. If it is clear that any member is living in open sin, this is the procedure. Paul goes on here, but with me is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. For I know nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this, but he who judges me is the Lord. Paul said it is of little importance that he is judged by courts or by man. He doesn't even think that he's worthy. He himself is a worthy judge. Why is this? It is the Lord who judges. Think of how many different times the Apostle Paul was jailed or was stood on trial. How many times did men hate him and his message? Ultimately, Paul was put to death because of his beliefs. Was he worthy of death? He was, and so are you. fact of the matter is this. God is our judge. He's not judged with any man-made laws, but with his holy, perfect law. What does he see when he reviews your case? Guilty. Read from Psalm 14. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one. When God looks at us, he sees that there's nothing good inside of us. You may object to this and say, well, I'm a pretty good person. Don't judge me. Sometimes that knee-jerk reaction of don't judge me has some validity to it, but not in this case. God does know you. He was there when you were formed in the womb. He's been there your entire life. He knew you before you even knew anything. He's omnipresent. He can judge you because he is holy. He demands that you be holy as well. How does your pretty good life stack up to God's laws? Well, let's review some laws. Have you always had God as your number one priority? Have you ever lied? Have you ever been jealous? Have you been perfect? You are judged by the Lord. The Lord finds you guilty. He sees that all of us are corrupt and that there is none who do good. His sentence is swift and it is just. We don't get leniency or parole. We get death and damnation. The wages of sin is death. Because of our sin, our judgment is death and eternal hell. Let me paint a hypothetical picture for you here. Say you know of a girl in your class. She's a nice girl, maybe quiet, but you hear a rumor about her. Soon, you don't want to believe it, but soon you believe it to be true. This girl is pregnant. What must her family think? How could such a fine young woman do such a thing? The shame she must feel. Perhaps the Virgin Mary felt this as well. Gabriel told her that she would conceive and bear a son, and his name would be Jesus. She didn't quite understand this, but the angel explained it, and she believed it, and her soul magnified the Lord. The Lord has found us guilty, but he did not leave us in this guilty state. He sent his son, Jesus, into the world with a perfect life for us. Jesus will be found guilty, even though he didn't do a single thing wrong. He'd be separated from God and suffer the pains of hell for you and me. When God looks at us now, he doesn't see guilty sinners. He sees Jesus and his perfect life. Our judgment is Jesus Christ. This results in eternal life and us becoming sons and daughters of God. Christ be praised. Brethren, this one thing is certain. We will be judged by the Lord. We'll either be found 100% innocent or guilty. What will your judgment be? Innocent. You can have the certainty that you will be found completely innocent and is on account for what your Savior did for you and not what you have done. You don't have to worry or fret about it. Our just judgment is innocence. Our just judgment is Jesus Christ. Amen. We will conclude by singing hymn 61, the first two verses.